relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream today.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
We are creating thousands of jobs. I don't ever want to see it again. Ever. And if you don't do it, you're fired. And if I see you do it again, you're gone. And anyone on this crew does it, that's it. And you too. And you too. And you. Don't you ever do it again. I have told you, and now I want it. And if you don't do it, you're out. We are not shutting this movie down.
That is the best piece of acting I've seen from Tom Cruise since Risky Business. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. That is the audio that has gone viral. God bless whoever recorded it. Hang on, isn't he a Scientologist? Isn't Scientology meant to raise you to some kind of uber-thetan level of being a superhuman and you have total control over your life? Dude, are you just a short, angry little man? That was Tom Cruise on the set of Mission Impossible 48. Sorry, 7, where somebody, I guess, didn't keep their gruesome, newsome, mandated social distance, and he flipped! There was no couch to jump up on! So he just said, I'm gonna fire you, we're creating jobs for thousands of people! No, you're not, you're making a movie, what are you talking about? Grow up, you small, silly little man. You're paid to pretend to be somebody else. Relax. Get a grip. But it is a good indictment of where we are at the end of 2020, just days away from celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior. It's been a crazy, crazy year, and it's not over yet. And the Electoral College isn't over yet. We will be discussing a possible scenario. We're not going to give anybody false hope. But it's not over. One man has decided to step into the breach. There were, 160 members of Congress who added their names to the suit, the Texan suit, that the Supreme Court dismissed last Friday. But there is one man called Mo Brooks who allegedly will be with us in studio here on America First, who's going to use the nuclear option. What do I mean by that? Well, according to a certain article, it's going the rounds. The great Rush Limbaugh dedicated a large chunk of his show today to it. The Electoral College may have met this week. They may have individually in their state houses had a vote on who the president should be. And their votes may be wending their way by horse-drawn carriage or email or what have you to Washington, D.C. to be tallied on January the 6th. But, and please, guys, don't DM me again. I love you all. The text, the DMs. Don't DM me again with this question. Is there a chance? Is there a chance? Because I'm going to tell you right now, the one chance, short of a civil war, that Donald Trump stays in the White House. And it's super slim, but this is the one constitutional scenario. On January the 6th, when the votes are tallied to be announced by the president of the Senate, who is the vice president, Mike Pence, one congressman, according to the Constitution, with one senator, can refuse that tally, can say, I do not agree and do not certify that tally, whether it's the corrupt tally from Pennsylvania, from Nevada, from Wisconsin, from Michigan. And they say, for whatever reason, I do not concur. Which means there has to be a full vote of the Congress on that specific tally. And if there's enough of a ruckus, if there's an inability of Capitol Hill to come to a final verification by January the 18th. These are the only dates that matter. Forget everything else. Everything else is just spurious. There are just a handful of dates that are constitutionally binding. January the 6th and January the 18th are the key dates. And of course, the inauguration on the 20th. And if there is no final verified tally of the Electoral College votes to give one of the candidates 270 of the Electoral College votes, then in kicks the contingent election. If you want to know more, look up that phrase, contingent election. It's how we elected Thomas Jefferson. It's been done before. Will it happen again? Who knows? Highly unlikely. But it's not out of the question. And the contingent election is fascinating because it's a simple vote of the House by state delegation to choose the president and the Senate to choose the vice president. Not by party majority or minority, but just one vote per state, the same number as the number of Electoral College votes. And guess what? And here's how you know our Lord and Savior has a sense of humor. Right now, Nancy Pelosi may have the majority of individual members in the House, but the Republicans have the majority if you count it by state delegation. Now, would the GOP establishment stand behind people like Mo Brooks and freedom fighters that come on this show regularly, like Steve Scalise, who will be with us this hour, like Lee Zeldin, Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan, Devin Nunes, Louis Gohmert? Who am I missing? Who am I leaving out? You know who they are. Would they? Highly unlikely, because they're swamp creatures. Whoever coined the term is right. It's not two parties. It's the uniparty in D.C. with some odd, rare, patriotic exceptions. But it's not out of the question. Because could you imagine how spicy things would get if on January the 6th, Mo Brooks and just one senator, come on, Marsha Blackburn, come on, Senator Cruz, just one says, nope. Sorry, I don't care what the Supreme Court politically decided. We have thousands of affidavits. We have video evidence. We have forensic computer evidence from Georgia that this election stinks. And whilst it hasn't been demonstrated in a court of law in the last 8 weeks, of course it hasn't. 8 weeks? How much does a common murder trial take to prepare for? Months! We're talking about thousands of instances of individuals cheating, of witnesses witnessing the cheating. But we know there is no way on God's green earth that a cognitively compromised, senile old man who's been a machine politician for 47 years, whose son was in bed with the Chinese government, and who hid in his basement for more than half a year, got more votes than the incumbent president, Donald Trump, who, by the way, got more votes than any president ever. And there's no way that sleepy, creepy Beijing Biden, an old, senile white man, got more votes than Barack Obama. We know they are trying to steal it. Not all hope is lost. I give it about a 1% chance of happening. But you know something about my boss, Donald Trump? He has a propensity to always pull that fat, pretty rabbit out of the hat when you least expect it. So who knows? Stay tuned. This is America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, member of the President's National Security Education Board, on the Salem Radio Network.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
You better use that every hour. It's just too good. Thank you, Shed. When you heard the president say that, what do you mean you don't agree with America First? Well, you're just wrong. Of course you are. Who came up with the name for this show? What a genius. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. And you know what else is amazing?
You are amazing.
More than 2,000 children out of the more than 2.5 million who have a parent in prison this Christmas are going to get a gift because of you. More than 2,000 just on my little old show. You're the best. Let me show you how important this is. This is Kevin, who was 5 years old when his mother was sent to prison. And now, years later, he says some of the most precious Christmas memories he has is because of people like you getting him his angel tree Christmas gift. Let's listen to Kevin.
It was cool to know that in some form of a way, she was still like looking out for me, even though she wasn't there. I had hope and could definitely still feel that love and that bond between us. I think it's so important to support Angel Tree. You have no idea the hope that you're instilling in them just by that simple gesture of them receiving a gift from the parent, even though the parent is not there.
Think of that. 5 years old, you lose your mother. She made a mistake. She went the wrong way, and she's in prison. But she sends a message that you're still my son, Kevin. But how does that get to that little boy or girl? Because of you, because of the prison fellowship that gets a Christmas gift, a children's Bible, and a note of love and hope that they're not forgotten from that incarcerated mother or father. That's thanks to you, and you've done it to the tune of more than 2,000 children. Let's knock it out of the park before Christmas. There's still time. Please donate any amount at my website, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. Click on the Angel Tree banner. I did it yesterday. Well, my wife did. She does the finances. She made a donation. You can do it too. Or call the amazing Prison Fellowship team on 888-206. I love saying that. 888-206-2794. or just go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click on the Angel Tree banner. Any donation makes a difference because we'll pool them together. But think of this. If you can afford $220, that's 10 children like Kevin. And you will be blessed because that is the work of God. Thank you. Okay, I haven't even mentioned the phone line, and the call board is full. That's outrageous. But you guys are clearly mobilized. We're going to go to Judy because she's angry at me. But before we go to Judy, there's somebody angry at Dennis Prager, and that doesn't make me happy. Alan in Reston, line one. What's up, buddy?
Yes, well, you need to define what fraud is first, which is if the apparent winner counts the votes and doesn't allow the apparent loser to observe that count, then that is fraud, that is stealing an election.
Yeah, you're kind of jumping in halfway through a story. So I see on the call board that you're angry at Dennis Prager for not supporting Trump. So talk to me about that, Alan, before you get lost in details.
Okay. Well, first of all, they emphasize the wrong thing. Dennis
Who's
Prager
they?
Is
Who's they?
Dennis Prager, Ben Shapiro, and many of the conservative talk show hosts, which are very good. I mean, they're very brave and courageous, and they've been supporting Trump, but I think they're delinquent on this particular point because their emphasis is on the fact that there's no remedy for the fraud that we see right now.
Okay, so you're not getting to the point. What has Dennis done that you disagree with, just in one sentence?
Okay, he is not emphasizing the fraud that is going on.
Instead, I don't believe that. I do not believe that Dennis Prager, my friend, is not emphasizing the fraud. I don't buy that for a millisecond.
Well, when I listen to him, what has he been emphasizing? COVID stuff and the fact that we don't have enough evidence to have a legal challenge, which is true. But that's not the point. The point is that the fraud is there. Yes, we don't have legal remedy, but that's the problem. The problem is not that there's not proof, and he always says many, many times that he believes there's fraud, but the proof is not there yet. We have to prove it in court.
Okay, well, I'm not going to judge him based upon what you are saying, and I have a recommendation for you, Alan. Tell him and have the conversation with him, but calling me up and telling me that Dennis, one of the most amazing forces in conservative thought and commentary, isn't doing what you require him to do. Maybe you should tell that to him, because I think he'll deal with your criticism adroitly. But thank you for calling me and sharing. Let's go to Judy now in Brooklyn. And I gotta smoke a peace pipe with Judy. Welcome, Judy.
Now I'm angry at something else. Let me tell you, there were 1,000 affidavits. You know what that means? There are 1,000 brave people,
yes,
Republicans and Democrats. They are patriots, and they came forward at the risk of penalty of jail time. They're not lying. They were credible. And the problem is, you ask Rudy Giuliani, but all these 1,000 people that are so brave, okay, that came forward with all kinds of testimonials that were very credibly, valid and everything and truthful. Nobody wants to listen, because if they listen, they have to do something about it. And,
right,
you know, it's like these feckless Supreme Court injustices that I call them. Do they really think the Dems are not going to pack the court?
That's good. Supreme Court injustices. Oh, that is
absolutely
very good. I might have to use that. Have to say copyright Judy from Brooklyn. I like that.
Yeah. No, you say it's for you. It's fine, because I'm part of you. You're part of me. That's how I feel. Well, you know something? They're feckless. They have no backbone, and they're really, like Laura said yesterday, and the reason is they think that they're going to protect themselves. Do they honestly think the Dems are not going to want to pack the court against them? They're ludicrous. Had they gone through the right, gone through the Constitution and lived up to it and listened to the hearings and everything, I think that would have been a game changer as well. But you know what? Like you say, you never know, you know? You never know. God runs the world, so you just never know what's going to be. Okay, Dr. Gorka.
You got 60 seconds after that prologue. Go ahead.
Oh, well, you know what? Alan got me going. So listen, I took the liberty on my own because I feel very comfortable with you. I am a call a listener since day one, almost 2 years ago. Okay? So at this point, I kind of like, so comfortable with you. I'm comfortable with the show. I love the show. You can't get bored with it. It's great. And I took the liberty of doing a America First.
Are you trying to take over my show again, Trudy?
No. So here's what I want to tell you.
You've got 20 seconds left before my break.
No. Oh, God. I try to live up to the standards of your show that is set by you. Do you understand that?
I do.
I want to tell you something. No one can take over your show as well as you do. And I'll tell you why. Because you are so multifaceted, like so many sides to you. Like a diamond, which is 64 facets. I want you to know.
I don't know how manly that is. Maybe an emerald, but God bless you, Judy. And we do have a lot of fun. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Stay on this channel. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is marking its season of hope, and they need your help. The foundation is honoring America's heroes by donating 36 homes in 36 days. That's one home a day from Thanksgiving through New Year's Eve. Tunnel to Towers is gifting homes in more than 24 states across our nation. They're bringing hope to great Americans, our catastrophically injured veterans, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families. The foundation is giving thanks to all of those who have sacrificed so much for us, and to the many people like you across this country who have supported their efforts to honor our nation's heroes. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Donate $11 a month by going to t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. T2T.org. Help bring hope to America's heroes and their families. Thank you.
Remember when men were men and the Democrats weren't lunatics? It's time to make America great again with our nation's most beloved legal immigrant, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Do you remember that? Do you remember? You have to go back a long time. I think it was the Pleistocene when Democrats weren't lunatics. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. It's great to be a member of a team, especially when a team that does stuff that you don't even ask them to do, and they just declare it to you and send you the link. We have a merchandise store. I do believe it's called merch in the trade. It's called SebGorkaStore.com, and you get all the usual stuff, you know, the mugs, T-shirts, even hoodies. What is a hoodie? What is this hoodie? But we have a Christmas bundle. It's a great idea. I didn't come up with it, but I like it. You can get all three of my books signed for Christmas. It's the only place on the planet you can get it. Defeating Jihad, Why We Fight in the War for America's Soul. If you go to my store, it's not the website, it's a separate URL, SebGorka store. That's SebGorkaStore.com. And get that wonderful Christmas bundle for your friends. Before we go to your next call, there is a video clip that my producer demands I play because it's just so funny. Pete Buttigieg is so excited. But you'll never guess why he's so excited. He's talking from the fake transition team of Beijing Biden about being in charge of choo-choo trains. Video cut 8.
I've also had a personal love of transportation ever since childhood. More than once, as a college student, I would convince a friend to travel nearly 1,000 miles back to Indiana with me on Amtrak. Though I know that in this administration, I will at best aspire to be the second biggest train enthusiast around. I spent a spring break in graduate school aboard a cargo ship studying there. Travel in my mind is synonymous with growth, with adventure, even love, so much so that I proposed to my husband, Chasten, in an airport terminal.
Husband? Sorry, no. A woman can have a husband. Oh, did you get that, Media Matters? Yeah, it's called Western civilization. But proposing in an airport, yeah, that qualifies you to be Secretary of Transport, clearly. Well done, Mr. Boot Edge. Let's get to more serious matters. And he's called in early, and we love that. A little early Christmas present. He is, of course, the GOP whip, a great patriot. Congressman Steve Scalise, Louisiana, are you there?
Hey, Sebastian, how you been doing?
I'm doing very well, and by these odds, I think we can have you for two segments, maybe, if you called in early. Let's start with what is going on. Give us an update in your position as whip. What is happening on Capitol Hill? Any latest developments from Nancy or from your side of the aisle?
Well, we've been trying to get a final agreement on a COVID relief package, as well as the general funding of government. And you know, some of the big holdups, of course, Nancy Pelosi wants to spend more money than what was agreed to. She got an agreement with President Trump about 2 years ago, really, on how much funding government would be at. And then at the end of the year, she tries to up that, and we've been holding the line. But when you look at COVID relief, it's really our focus has been helping these small businesses who are struggling. You know, your local restaurants, your every small business that's hanging on by the vine. And unfortunately, we've lost a lot of them already because things have been shut down. So we're trying to get things safely reopened. But we want businesses to be able to go for a second round of Paycheck Protection Program loans, for example, and focus on saving those jobs so that families have a job for Christmas. And, you know, things are tough. And unfortunately, when you look at where Pelosi's been, she's been trying to hold out for things like giving direct cash payments to people here illegally. Their original bill on COVID relief, Sebastian, dealt with letting out thousands of felons out of prison. And again, if anybody can explain to me what that has to do with COVID, but yet that was in her COVID relief package, it will not be in a final package that ultimately goes to the president. So we're close to getting an agreement. We're not quite there, but you know, a lot of us, including President Trump, want to help those small businesses who are struggling and want to make sure there's enough money for the vaccine to be widely distributed so we can safely reopen the economy fully as soon as we possibly can.
Truly stunning, the idea that the party that says it's for the little guy says it's for the American worker in a COVID relief package wants to bury inside it the idea that felons should be treated in favorable ways. What on earth has that got to do with the Chinese virus? We will continue with Congressional Representative for Louisiana District Number 1. Follow him right now, Steve Scalise on Twitter, RepublicanWhip.gov. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, if you're suffering from daily pain and have found relief nowhere else, this is the answer that you must try. Tens of thousands of Americans are getting daily relief from this 100% drug-free product, including Gary from California. I cannot thank you enough. I am 62 years old and have just started taking Relief Factor. I have never felt better and will recommend it to all my baby boomer friends. Shouldn't you find out if you could be the next Relief Factor success story? I think you know the answer to that question. Order the 3-week quick starter pack right now for the paltry sum of $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. Take it morning and evening, just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you, like it works for Gary, me, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. Now's the time. Call them on 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. Or just go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
In the break, I confessed. I've never been to New Orleans. What a sin. And I so want to go. And Congressman Steve Scalise, Whip Scalise, was telling me all the succulent dishes we're going to have. I can't wait. Whip Scalise, welcome back to America first.
Bringing you down. Look, we're going to have some charbroiled oysters, Sebastian, eat some great Gulf seafood. It's a You're not going to want to leave when I'm done.
I love seafood. I can't wait. And who better? Who better? There is nobody better to go with than Congressman Steve Scalise. Follow him. Follow him right now at Steve Scalise. Okay, I have to ask you a very prosaic question. There are two people on Capitol Hill, outside of Nancy and Chuck, who will run a 3-minute mile to get in front of a television camera. One of them is Adam Schiff, who never saw a TV camera he didn't love. And the other one was Congressman Eric Swalwell. But he's missing in action. What's happened, Whip Scalise?
Yeah, it's amazing, Sebastian. You know, here's a guy, Swalwell was out on every network, everywhere he could find a camera, trying to peddle this Russian spy, Russian collusion hoax about President Trump. And lo and behold, it turns out the big story last week that was uncovered was that Eric Swalwell himself ended up having some kind of relationship with a Chinese spy. You can't make this up. This isn't something they're denying. Her nickname was Fang Fang. And she supposedly infiltrated his office.
And she bundled funds, didn't she? She bundled funds
for him. And look, he gets on the House Intelligence Committee in just his second term, which is very uncommon.
Right.
Speaker Pelosi herself put him on that committee. Supposedly she was aware of this spy connection before she put him on. She will not answer that question. We've been asking a lot of serious questions, but it just begs a lot of other questions, Sebastian. And think about this. When we were trying to put together a bipartisan commission to look into China's activities, not just the Wuhan virus that started in China, all the things that they do to steal our intellectual property, cheat on trade deals, all of those things were being looked at. And at the last minute, Pelosi pulled the plug on it. Now, Kevin McCarthy decided we're going to go forward with it anyway. And we put together a Republican commission to look into China. And Mike McCall headed it up and found all kinds of wrongdoings. But you know, when we were asking back then, why did Pelosi pull the plug on this? And then you hear that one of our top deputies, Eric Swalwell, ended up having some kind of relationship with a Chinese spy going back to his days when he was a councilman in California before he was even elected to Congress. And then he gets on the House Intelligence, which, by the way, at a minimum, as this is being investigated, and a lot of people are trying to cover it up, but we're not going to let it go.
But it seems as if
he ought to be removed from the Intelligence Committee.
So right, that was going to be my question to you. What should happen to him? At bare minimum, correct? He should be removed from the Intelligence Committee.
While this is being investigated, and until we get the facts, we don't have all the facts. He's been conspicuously quiet about this. And Speaker Pelosi has been very quiet about a lot of the questions that have been raised by many people. And then you look at the fact that he's still serving on the House Intelligence Committee. There's no reason for it. He ought to be removed. Full investigation needs to happen.
We're talking to Whip Steve Scalise. Follow him at Steve Scalise on Twitter right now. Louisiana District Number 1. This segment is brought to you by Carr Firearms, K-A-H-R, Carr Arms, Magnum Research, and Auto Ordnance. Together, that's the Carr Firearms Group, a family of brands defending your family's freedom. Mine included. I carry a 9mm Carr, and I love it. Go to KAHR.com. That's KAHR.com. Whip Scalise, let me ask you this. A lot of people have given up, some like Congressman Mo Brooks, who will be coming on the show later today to explain his theory, say it's not over because the votes have to be tallied in a joint session of Congress. Individual congressmen and senators can block that vote. Is this a fruitless endeavor? Should everybody resign themselves to a Biden administration? Your response is somebody who's in the trenches every single day for America.
Well, I've said from the beginning that President Trump is pursuing his legal options. There's still a few cases left out there. We know that some of these have been long shots because the court doesn't want to really get in the middle of this. And you saw the Supreme Court the other day not addressing the issue that was raised by the Texas lawsuit, just saying that the state of Texas did not have standing on the question of the Constitution says it's the legislatures of each state that lay out the rule for electors. And yet a number of secretaries of state or Supreme Courts of those states changed the rules that the legislature set at the last minute. A lot of it was provoked by Democrat Party lawsuits. Stacey Abrams, for example, in Georgia goes and bullies the Secretary of State of Georgia into changing the rules. And it had some really, really concerning consequences that still are in effect today for that election that's so important on January 5th that every Georgia voter needs to show up for. But again, that's a question that many people still want to have answered, is what are the rules? I mean, if you play a football game at the beginning of the game, you know what the rules are. If the team losing at halftime goes and changes the rules at halftime, and then you come out and you're like, wait a minute, I've been practicing for 2 weeks for this set of rules, and now you're changing them during the game, it's not how people would expect things to be done.
And in the last minute we have with you, Whip Scalise, should there be a Democrat in the White House, and if Georgia is lost, what would you expect for the next 2 years from the Democrats in the Senate?
Well, God help us. I mean, you've seen Chuck Schumer foaming at the mouth saying, if we change Georgia, we change America. Again, I hope everybody in Georgia who doesn't embrace the New York values of Chuck Schumer pays attention to that and says, hold on a second, even if you're a moderate Democrat in Georgia, that's not what Chuck Schumer wants to do and will do to the United States Senate. They'll bring defund the police. They'll bring higher taxes. They'll bring so many things like the Green New Deal that would adversely affect middle-class families. It's the hardest-working, lowest-income families that would be the most adversely affected by what they would try to do to move us further towards socialism. Hopefully, again, everybody in Georgia that is against the socialist agenda of Pelosi and Schumer will show up and vote in that election on January 5th. It's critical.
It is absolutely critical. They have come out of the closet for the radicals they are, but one man who's leading the fight to keep America great is, of course, Whip Steve Scalise. Support him, follow him, republicanwhip.gov, and also on Twitter at Steve Scalise. And I'll catch you in, some crawfish bar in New Orleans. Have a very Merry Christmas, Steve Scalise.
Good time in New Orleans, Sebastian. We'll work on the details soon. Merry Christmas to you, by the way.
God bless. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. I don't need a script. I don't have talking points. I've lived it for nigh on 2 years now. My low back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade, left me after 2 weeks, just 2 weeks of taking Relief Factor, and I'm still pain-free. But listen to Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Wow, what a story. You could be that story. You could be the next Reggie. Find out by calling Relief Factor on 800-500-8384 or ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It costs just $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. Is that worth it to you? Less than a dollar a day? How can it not be? Find out today. Take it for 3 weeks, morning and evening, just as I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Do it now. ReliefFactor.com. Back with your calls.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
And also by the great Mike Lindell, a patriot, an inventor, and just an extraordinary all-round American. He made the MyPillow, and he sold more than 51 million of them because they're that good. The president uses them. I use them. My whole team uses them. The pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape. And right now, because you're a friend of this show, he's going to give you more than 60% off. If you use my name, go to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, and it's a store full of amazing presents for Christmas. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Do it. You won't regret it. Let's go to your calls. Doc, line one, Jacksonville.
Dr. G, the G stands for Trump is going to win again, baby.
I love your attitude. Another doctor. I love it. Two doctors talking to each other.
Well, here's a glimpse that Trump is going to win. My question, I got two. Why didn't Kamala Harris resign from her Senate seat? Because she knows Trump is going to win. And here is a way, one of the ways Trump can win. We all know that the electorals has to go to the president of the Senate,
yes,
which is Mike Pence. Now, the states were divided, which won. You know, it's actually 25 to 25. If you look on the map, 25 states, Trump, 25 Pence. I mean, 25 Trump and 25 Biden. Pence will be the deciding vote. Trump wins. Four more years, baby.
Yeah, it's not quite how it works, because you've got to count the slate of electors. The real scenario is the one I outlined, I think, at the top of the show, where Mo Brooks and another senator, he'll be on the show momentarily, blocks the final verification. Nobody gets 270, and then it goes to the House for a vote. But we shall see. God bless you, Doug. Have a merry, merry Christmas. Let's go to Kathy in Oregon, line three.
Hi, Sam.
Hey.
So I really would love to have an answer to this. Two or three weeks ago, they were talking about these forensic audits or investigations of the machines. And the president was getting only 0.75 for every vote. And what's his name was getting... 1.25.
Yeah, that's an allegation. That's an allegation that's been made several times.
So they haven't actually got proof of that, because that sounds like a slam dunk to me.
It does, and I have yet to see. There's all kinds of forensic reports on incorrect ballots, but that very neat, he got 0.75 and it was weighted 1.25 for Biden, is an allegation that's been repeated, but they've yet to provide the in-depth evidence for that. But you know he cheated. There's no way he beat Barack Obama. That's evidence enough for me. Thank you, Kathy. Back with the one and only Victor Davis Hanson.